I'm Jonathan Overby with this week's edition of the Odyssey series. The term world music is an unusually broad category of diverse international styles, both specific and a hybrid of genres from Africa to Asia, from Zimbabwe to New Zealand, and from Finland to Fiji. And though researchers still ask if the term is a respectful, fair, and inclusive term, they generally agree that it does expose a more comprehensive representation of diverse cultures and musical expression. World music as a term was conceived by a Wesleyan University professor who, during the 1960s, used it for his undergraduate courses on indigenous and folk music. 2 decades later, the term had become a popular one, used internationally by the record industry as a means to help market the record sales of non-Western traditional music. What we also know is that the marketed globalization of the new term world music introduced new artists to record labels and enthused audiences eager to discover and listen to music by seldom heard and emerging artists aired on radio stations across the globe. Over the last 30 years, subcategories in world music have become more and more prominent as artists from diverse traditions meet at the same music intersection with recordings that explore the fusion of various styles. Idioms like world fusion, global fusion, ethnic fusion, salsa, textured Afro-pop, and world beat are now established fields within world music expression. Admittedly, not all of the experiments in fusion have worked. However, as a result of record sales and concert attendance, some have, from the fusion of salsa with Celtic music, Afro-pop with North American jazz, country western with rap, and the ancient sound of Hindustani classical music, wedded to many popular music norms. One group, Radio Tarifa, whose sound is grounded in classical world fusion, blends flamenco, Arab Andalusian music, Arabian music, Moorish music, traditional Mediterranean, and Caribbean sounds. Radio Tarifa takes its name from Cape Tarifa, the southernmost tip of Spain, and the closest European point to Africa, where local radio programs continue to air world music from across the straits. History reveals that this region still welcomes the audible collision of exotic melodies and voices, contrasting stringed instruments, percussion, pipes, and even the occasional pulse of R&B funky guitars, leading listeners on a mind-bending journey filled with the emblematic sounds giving strength to the power of music to create cultural horizons, affirming for many that music is indeed an international language. I'm Jonathan Overby, and this is another in the Odyssey series exploring music the world over and its power to create a greater understanding of those near and far. To hear others in the series, visit the Road to Higher Ground page at WPR.org. Tonight at 7, join me for an evening of world music with African roots and more here on Wisconsin Public Radio.